Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hold on, because before I even get started, child, no honey. All right, everything looks copacetic. Hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
So let me say hi to my boos first. Hi, Dot. Hi, Rock. I'm going to say hi to them first. All right, listen. Ever since they changed the system, it has made my life so much easier. Today, my friend, today is Media Monday. That's what today is. Today, we get into the gab beat and we have a conversation about the things that we need to have discussions about. You know, that's what we do on a Media Monday. A few things I need to say before I get started, but we are about to get started. Join the conversation. Drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978. I would just recommend be mindful because you will be live on air. And, just be mindful, okay? Hit us up for any reason at all. If you would like to have a conversation about business, advertisements, sponsorships, things of that nature, you have some gab you want to send our way so I can spread it to the world. Or you just want to say hi, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Hit that like button. Like, share, and subscribe, but hit the like button. I want the like button more than anything. Like, share, and subscribe, though. We would love that. That would be lovely. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yes, babes. Yes. All right. Listen. We got a few people to talk about. Of course, we can't escape without talking about this Diddler shenanigans. We're going to be talking about that for a long time, so just buckle your seatbelt. but not necessarily. Well, it's about him, but not necessarily little side pieces. We're going to talk about this lawsuit between Lauryn Hill and Praz. We're going to talk about Petty Boots. We got a lot to say about Petty Boots today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a few other things we're going to get into. Hold on. Let me get it right. A few other things that we need to get into this evening. But it should be interesting. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say about what's going on. Oh, thanks, B. Moore Johnson, for the love. Appreciate you, babes. Ooh, we do. Thank you. So we got a few things to talk about. Petty Boots. Oh, where Reggie Bush came from, and a little Eminem love. So we're going to talk about a few things this evening. So just buckle your seatbelts and get ready. And that's that. Where do I want to go first? Let's get into, y'all know I like to talk my sports talk. Let's get into that first. First and foremost, I know everybody who listens to the show, or, you know, those who watch the show are not Ravens fans. But you know anything about your girl, I do not miss a game whatsoever. So, yeah, Sunday I've spent my afternoon watching football. I almost had a heart attack, first of all. That game was one of those games that you felt every single emotion that you could feel. Let me just say that. I was angry. I was happy. I was sad. I was excited. I was flabbergasted. Yes, I said flabbergasted. I was all of these things. But that happened. But, of course, because I said, and we're going to roll it all in together, because I said it would be speckles of the Diddler news, but not necessarily about him. So, Reggie Bush has resurfaced. First of all, let me say, I have been asking this question, not to you guys, but I've been asking this question for a while. And the question was, where the hell was Reggie Bush? Now, I know he was doing some commentary on media outlets for a while. But you didn't really hear much from Reggie Bush other than, you know, that, whatever. So, you know, you always want to catch up on the latest and greatest with Reggie. But apparently, Reggie has a few things to say. He has inserted himself into this Diddler circus. And it's interesting. Let's get to Reggie. So ex-NFL star Reggie Bush says he would have attended a Diddy party back in the day if it weren't for a blackout friend puking before entering the bash. Oh my gosh. But he believes his obliterated plus one was a sign. Maybe, Reggie. Maybe. Maybe your friend puking saved your booty. I'll say that. Maybe your friend puking saved your booty, your behind, your buttocks. As Little Rob put it, your anus. That might have been a possibility. I'm just saying. But the Heisman winner detailed the past experience in an interview with RG3, Robert Griffin Jr., Griffin the third, I said Jr., the third, saying that he was invited to a ranger at Diddy's Star Island mansion around 3 or 4 in the morning. Ooh, he was going to get it. Oh my gosh. He headed over with a group of friends and a Red Bull rep. Oh my gosh. Ooh, this might be interesting. This might be some details that we have not, you know, like, you got to start paying attention to these small details of what people say, because they give you tidbits without giving you the full, like, everything. So I feel like this is where he's giving us a little bit of a tidbit. But he went to Star Island. He they went to Star Island, Diddy's Mansion, and it was about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's already crazy. So he headed over with a group of friends and a Red Bull wrap, as he was sponsored by the energy drink company at the time. As his crew awaited to get into Diddy's crib, Bush said that the Red Bull wrap started blowing chunks on the front lawn right in front of a slew of security guards. Oh, they weren't getting that. That wasn't happening. They just might as well. They weren't getting that. That wasn't happening. Like, that don't even look cool by industry standards. A dude just automatically, he at the door and he just instantly start puking. That's crazy. Naturally, Bush and his entourage were then turned away from entering the bash, leaving him embarrassed about his reputation being tarnished in the eyes of everyone in attendance. Reggie, it's worth noting Bush isn't claiming anything illegal was going on down behind the doors. Yeah, oh, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Diddy, of course, was indicted of trafficking, kidnapping, and racketeering charges last month. And, you know, the freak offs was a thing. Reggie, yeah, be happy that the rap that you had with you, yeah, I'm gonna save that for last, the rap that you had with you was a hot mess. He might have saved your butt. He might have saved you. Yo, and this baby oil thing is like crazy right now. Like, the things that I'm hearing about the baby oil, I don't know. Like, it wasn't just baby oil. So, like, that's crazy in itself. I need the hard quote facts to come out. This is why we do the wiretap, is because I like court documents. I like documents that prove things versus me just speculating. I like eyewitness accounts. I like with receipts. I like to stick to the facts. I don't want to make up anything. Speaking of making up things, let's stay in the Diddy pocket, right? So, you know, for a while now, it's been alleged that there was some memoirs or like a book that was written by Kim Porter, or she was working on writing. And then now with all this going on, then you have all of the sudden out of the blue, a book that surfaces. And I'm going to get into this, and I'll get into my little piece of tea in a second. So anyway, Amazon has responded to the backlash surrounding the book's release. We'll put it like that. After Kim's children, Christian Combs, the twins Jesse and Delilah Combs, whom she shares with Diddy, as well as Quincy Taylor Brown, who she shares with, I'll be sure. Okay. Didn't know his real name, but okay. And who was later adopted by Diddy, spoke out against the memoir validity. Amazon has removed it from its platform. So here we go. We were made aware of the dispute regarding this title and have notified the publisher, Amazon said in a statement. The book is not currently available for sale in our store. So they took the book down. Now, I wanted to say this too. And them taking that book down is crazy, because the dude who released the book, I watched an interview with him not too long ago, right? And on the book, his name is, I think, Jamal T. Jackson or something like that. I can't remember what the name of the author was. But when you see him, he's a white man. And the arrogance of this white man, not white man, clear man, when you see the arrogance in him when he's being questioned. Now, he agreed to this interview. Like, it wasn't like he was forced to go on the interview. He agreed to it, and the arrogance and the cockiness. But I think it's because the person who was, I think it was Art of Dialogue, I believe. But the person whom was interviewing him was asking some real hard-hitting journalistic questions involving. And not only was he asking hard-hitting journalistic questions, but he was also providing documentation and receipts to back up why whatever his theory was, whether he agreed or disagreed with the situation. And I feel like it was a solid interview on his behalf. I do. I really do. But the arrogance in the man who is the author of the book, or the he says he's not the author, he just was the person who presented the book. He got it. What he says is he got the transcripts for the book along with some USB drives or whatever, and that he just got it and he didn't figure out what parts he was going to keep and not keep, and he just released it. That's what he's saying. It's so if that is her book and it is valid, this whole situation takes away from everything. But then I think that is the bigger picture too, that we always forget, is that this woman had children. And although Diddy is being accused of whatever he's being accused of, they share children together. So it's like a whole weird thing at the end of the day. Their children have to look at this, let alone deal with their father and his court situation and all of that. But now, and if you've heard the book, it's plenty of people, you can go all over YouTube, it's plenty of people who've gotten a copy of the book before it was taken off of shelves, and they read it. They read it for you, like they do like the whole audiobook thing. And what I'll say to that is, it's got to be hard for those kids experiencing this thing. I'm going to continue to report, because it's a lot of things that are being exposed that need to be exposed. There are a lot of people who presumably will be exposed that need to be exposed. This is the news, it's sickening about that too, because this is the news of the century, but it is also other news that is going on, such as November is around the corner, which means it's time to vote, and we're still in this situation. This Diddy thing is an easy distraction, though. Even myself, I fall victim in that situation. It's an easy distraction. It really is, but it's what's going on right now. So I'm going to continue to report on that, but I'm also going to get into these politics, to be honest. I think when it comes to politics, because I am so passionate, I'm just going to report. I'm not going to give my opinion too much. Just going to report. Also, in this whole chaotic, I'm sorry. I apologize, y'all. I get up early mornings, late night, whatever. In this whole situation with the Diddy situation, which is unfortunate, like I said, for the children. Because, and then what about the baby? What about baby Love? She didn't even get to spend that much time with her father. You feel? Because she a baby. Jesus. Love your babies. I always tell y'all this. Love your babies. It's very important. So let's get to this whole other thing with the tapes that are supposed to be released. Now, they're saying that there's an A-list star that is horrified. Because their tape, the one that they're on, is allegedly being chopped around. Now, I covered some of this the other day. Well, I talked about it briefly, about the attorney lady who is going around saying that she represents somebody, and this person tried to reach out to the celebrity of whom this particular tape involves to get them to, I guess they, I don't know, wouldn't that be like blackmail or something of that nature? But they reached out to this person to see if they could get, so it's a whole thing. But listen to this, because this is where it gets juicy. But an A-list celebrity who is the subject of an alleged S tape with Sean Diddy Combs is horrified at the footage that the footage is being shopped around to media outlets. Two members of the star's inner circle have told reporters. A-list celebrity. And it's crazy because Doc and I sat back the other day and we had a conversation, and the person he put up on the table was an A-list celebrity, and the person that Doc presumed that it could be is a male. All right, so it's triggering, said one of the insiders. It feels like a betrayal and a violation, and it's causing a lot of issues. It brings up many really disturbing and bad memories. But I'm thinking of somebody else. More than one person is hawking the incriminating footage, which shows a man who appears to be Combs having relations with a younger male. So it's not that person that Doc thought it was, because it's a younger man. Hold on, let me see what we got up in here. Oh, hold on. A younger male. Oh, this is getting more interesting by the day. Hold on. Hey, there go Doc right there. I was just speaking about you. It's okay, baby. You gotta take your time. Take your time. That's cool. Take your time. Nobody tripping. I'm glad you're here though, babe. Cause I was just speaking about you. So again, let's go back to this. It says it's triggering. No, that's not where we were. Okay, so more than one person is talking incriminating footage, which shows a man who appears to be Combs having relations with a younger male who appears to be an A-lister. Both of their faces are clearly visible on the footage. What? So that takes Smith off the chopping block for now. You said, is it the Biebs, Doc? It could be. You know why? I would assume it would be the Biebs. Is only because you've seen the positions that they done put the Biebs in. I'm just saying. It's a total nightmare, the insider said. He feels like he was victimized years ago. It could be. Listen, he feels like he was victimized years ago and is now being victimized yet again. If this footage gets out, it will follow him for life, and it will be on the internet forever. Oh my gosh, child. So a second source said that the young man is trying to ignore the situation. There's not much he can do about it. If there was a video taken without his knowledge that somehow gets out, said the source. So all he can do is pray. He praying that all of this goes away. At least one of the people pending the speedy the CD tape has not turned it over to the feds. Oh my gosh, Lord have mercy. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff at the wall. I don't know. It sounded very Bieberish. It is. Sounded very Bieberish. But anyway, oh my gosh. Who is this child? All right, let's get to let's get to this Petty Boots, aka Caligula talk. Cause Petty Boots is always up to something. And especially right now, with all this whole Kendrick stuff that's transpired. You know what I thought the other day? I thought, who's still kicking? Petty Boots, you know that. Lil Caligula is always kicking. Little Boots is always kicking. Listen. I was thinking the other day, I was pondering in my head where the baseball bat and the crickets. Well, I did some research on the baseball bat is right here though, but I did some research on how I could keep the crickets at bay, and it so far is working pretty good. And it was a simple thing, as a humidifier, which I need right now anyway because of my sinuses. So kill two birds with one stone. It worked out in my favor. Ha ha ha. But anyway, yeah. Petty Boots is crickets. Yeah, he is. You want a baseball bat? Yeah, go buy one. I got a couple of them. Let's just say my home is an arsenal. Anyway, so Petty Boots. Now, we already knew that he was taking action ever since Jay-Z has went to Kendrick Lamar for the Super Bowl halftime show spot. And I imagined that he would, because how could Little Caligula not do this? If you don't know, you're new to the show, who I'm talking about. Petty Boots, everybody should know who Petty Boots is by the way, that's one of his nicknames. But I gave him the moniker Little Caligula because, first of all, Caligula means little boots, so he's little boots. But and you gotta know a thing about history to know who Caligula was, and Caligula was kind of sick and depraved, if you ask me. I don't know if I want to name him. See, I can't name Diddy Caligula because that only makes sense. Yeah, so I'm going to stick with Drake having that nickname. But that's who I call Little Caligula, right? So here's the thing. He appears to be in his feelings about his ongoing feud with Kendrick Lamar, publicly complaining about fake friends amid the drama. The rapper grabbed the mic at Tyrone Edwards' nostalgia party in Toronto Saturday evening, where he went in about being dropped by flip-flop pals. Not flip-flop, flip-flop. I'm going to get tongue-tied. Flip-flop pals. Not them. He noted, my real friends are definitely in the building, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, you're going to come to a point in life where people you thought were your friends or people you thought you were close to they might switch out. Oh my gosh, he is in little Caligula. Oh, he's in his feelings. As he continued, Drake warned the crowd about those who might stab you in the back, hinting this is something he's been through before. Oh my child. Not even stabbed in the back. He added that's how life is. But look, sometimes it's you and you alone by yourself. Oh my gosh, I need a violin. Drake reportedly wrapped up his public declaration by performing his own take of Beyonce's Me, Myself, and I. That was a sub. And he also, okay, let me go. So it seems that the former Degrassi star is feeling isolated in the wake of his feud with Kendrick, which has seen Kendrick Lamar reach widespread acclaim with his diss track, They Not Like Us. And named the coveted Super Bowl halftime show. While it was reported that Drake tried to stop his rival from performing the wildly popular diss track, which takes shots at the Canadian rapper at the upcoming Super Bowl, his rep has made it clear the rumors are completely false. I don't believe it. It's petty boots. Unfortunately for Drake, Not Like Us doesn't appear to be going anywhere and will very likely make it its way into the Super Bowl set list. Listen here. Not Like Us ain't going no damn way. I just posted it on IG today, the Lego version. And the Lego version is just as hard as the real video. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. So he just got to get over it. He hit that point. Misery loves company. Yes, for sure. Yes, the Lego version. I could pull that up real quick. Hold on. Let me pull it up real quick. I'm going to show y'all real quick. I'm going to mute it, though, because I don't want us to get in trouble for music. I'm just going to show you I'm on the wrong one. I'm just going to show you the graphics. I'm not going to show you the hold on. I'm not going to show you. But it's not going nowhere. Like, it's just Drake, you just have to accept that this is what it is. Okay? This is life. Oh, and it's right here in my face. Hold on. Right here in my face. That is crazy. It want me to show y'all this. Let me make sure this is okay. I want to have to make sure it's muted. It's right here in my face. Like, it want me to show y'all. And y'all call me show and tell cat. It wants me to show you. I'm going to let it bump while we sitting here talking about this. But it's not going nowhere. And you trying to get the whole copyright thing. I mean, the all that cease and desist crap. Let me see if I can make it bigger. It's stupid. Well, I'll just talk so y'all can see it. It's stupid at this point. You feel me? I'm a lot of just bumps, so y'all can see. Let me see if I can enlarge this a little bit, though. It's not going nowhere. Oh, no. Let me see. Okay. Oh, here we go. All right, let's just do it like that and see what we get. See if y'all can see it a little better. But it's not going anywhere. Like, it's not. You just got a deal, bruh. This is life as it is right now. This is what life looks like for you. And you could have stopped. You could have did what J. Cole did, which was listen to me and just pick and choose your battles wisely. But no, you wanted to keep going. You wanted to be cocky. You wanted to be arrogant because I get it. You was feeling yourself like you at that point in time in your life where, things are great. And So you was feeling yourself and you thought you could take this young man and you couldn't. That wasn't your battle. You did not pick your battle wisely. And now you just stuck in limbo. Now you mad at Jay-Z and Beyonce because Jay-Z did the job that he took. He did the job that he said that he was taking. Like, I don't understand. And what Beyonce pulled, they got enough on their plate right now. One of their BFFs is in, just got indicted. And then, and who knows, and Lord knows what's on them tapes. And you want him to worry about your feelings about the Super Bowl right now? Never mind, he offered you the Super Bowl 3 times and you said no. Now he get the dude that's hot and that's a money maker and that's going to make the money because people are going to be here for this. Well, I'm sorry, Not Like Us. It's almost became like a national anthem. And he's going to perform the song. You better hope it don't look like this hot-ass Lego version. Hold on. That we got jumping off over here. I don't even know which way I'm pointing because it looked weird. But whatever way I'm pointing. You better hope it don't look like that. Because the video was hard by itself. Look what Lego done did to it. They just copy verbatim. But see what I'm saying? You know how long it took to make this. I don't know how long it took them to make it, but they put it.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Together, they put it together. And that, my friends, is what Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula, was afraid of. This type of stuff. What we got on the screen right now. This is what he was afraid of. Because he has become the laughing stock and a mockery. Oh, a mockery. And a game that he jumped into. Oh, yeah. He was afraid of this. Oh, he was afraid. It took a bit of nice time, yeah, but they did it and they made it happen. And I'm showing it without the music because I don't want us to get in trouble. But imagine it with the music. I posted it. I had to. I just couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. I had to post it. Because I was like, and I posted that right before the show. Because I was like, yo, like, this is crazy. So, Petty Boots, I don't know what to tell you, boo-boo. But what I am going to tell you is everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. You just got to find a new lane. That's all. You did it once before, you'll do it again. Ah. What in the flipping Fugees? Anything concerning them and, you know, the tragedy, the travesty that is the Fugees. I'm going to say this because they are one of my favorites of all times. And the fact that we are here now is crazy. We already was here somewhat one time before. Now we in another here. First, it was Lauren and Wyclef going through the craziness of life. And now it's Lauren and his pros going through it. So listen, Lauren was hit with a lawsuit from Fuji bandmate pros over canceled tours scheme of fraud. The case claims that Hill exploited Michael's desperate legal situation to lure him into a touring deal that secretly paid her more than her bandmates. This is crazy. So, Lauren is facing a lawsuit from her Fuji's bandmate Prize, claiming that she defrauded him over the group's shortened 2023 tour, and that her gross mismanagement also led to the abrupt recent cancellation of the 2024 tour. In a complaint filed on Tuesday in Manhattan federal court, lawyers of Prize alleged that Hill exploited his mounting legal bills to get him to sign on to onto a plan for 2023 tour with false promises, a deal they said enriched Lauren Hill at the expense of her bandmate. Oh, child, what in the flipping Fugees? What in the flipping Fugees? What the hell? Let's keep going. Let me see what else we got here. Hill's ploy to appear to be a to be Michael's supposed savior was actually a divisive attempt to make a big score for herself by generating millions of dollars from the Fugees tour. His lawyers write, oh my gosh, it's the lawyers for me. In the process, it did not matter to Hill if she took full advantage of Michael's vulnerability, her friend and creative partner of 30 years. In fact, she counted on exploiting that vulnerability to carry out her scheme. Oh my geez, Louise, what in the flipping Fugees? The lawsuit also sheds light on the aborted 2024 tour, which had been set to kick off in early August, but was quietly canceled just days before it was set to begin, with no immediate reason given. In his court papers, Prize pins that pins the blame squarely on Lauren Hill. He ain't got no beef with Wyclef. He got beef with Lauren, because of gross mismanagement by Lauren Hill and her company, who had taken far too long to close the deal with Live Nation. Oh my gosh! And it was Live Nation. I get flashbacks because I was in a car accident right in front of Live Nation DC in DC. The 2024 U.S. tour tickets sales were dismal, his attorney said, and there was little or no marketing for the tour, and not enough time between the announcement and the first concert date to do significant advance sales to justify the tour. Listen, what in the flipping Fugees? Oh, what in the flipping Fugees, y'all? That. I'm glad you put that on the screen. What in the flipping Fugees is going on here? And for the first time, Wyclef is not a part of the beef. What in the flipping Fugees? It's crazy out here. It's crazy. What in the flipping Fugees? I just wanted to discuss that because that is a thing. That is actually happening. And I just want to say, what in the flipping Fugees? On a lighter tip, just the last thing we're going to discuss, and then I'm going to get to these good love notes that I gotta get to. Eminem's a granddaddy. Oh, congratulations to him. Listen, I am super excited whenever life is brought into this world. Because that's how we keep going. That's how we survive. That's how we build legacies. But I don't know, just babies, they're wonderful. I don't want no more babies. Don't get it twisted. I'm done. I'm out of here on the childbearing part of my life. My daughter's about to turn 13, and I did it naturally. I experienced it, breastfed, all that good stuff. I know what it felt like. But I still enjoy when people are about to have babies. That is just a beautiful thing to me. I love it. That is like the best thing you could, like, that's the best feeling, the best gift ever. My daughter told me I was going to have any grandchildren unless she adopted. I take adopted grandchildren too. But Eminem's daughter, Haley, is expecting. And her famous father just announced the pregnancy in a new music video. So that's beautiful. Congratulations, Eminem. Congrats, Grandpa. The rapper just dropped the music video for Temporary. And in one of the scenes, Eminem and Haley are sitting on a set of stairs on a porch when she hands him a custom Detroit Lions jersey that says Grandpa on the back. Oh, this is cute. And Haley also gives her dad a sonogram of a fetus, and he holds it up towards the camera with a surprised look on his face. Oh, congratulations. A source with knowledge of the situation confirms that Haley is indeed pregnant, and it isn't just some stunt for the music video. I love it. Congratulations. Listen, we at that age. Ain't nothing wrong. I say this all the time. There is nothing wrong with aging. These are the things. You can't stay in the same place forever. These are the things that you're supposed to, like, enjoy and embrace. And so, yeah, even becoming a grandfather, she grown, you feel me? And he done lived a long life. I mean, grandparents don't really gotta do much anyway, you know what I mean? Well, they do stuff, don't get it twisted, because my child's grandparents are amazing. They hold her down on every level, but you know, their job is just to be grandparents at this point in time. So it is what it is. So anyway, congratulations to Eminem on becoming a grandfather. The baby's not here yet, but I'm quite sure it's going to be a beautiful baby. This is amazing. Okay, so it is now time for me to get to these love notes, because these people love me. Thank you. Big shout out to everybody who is watching from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I like to call it my live love, because you're watching live in real time. So I appreciate you very much. Very, very much. I do. But these people that I'm about to get to, let me make sure there's no people that I have to mention, because, you know, it's been picking up lately. But, okay. Wait a minute. Let me see. Let me make sure. I'm going to get to these love notes in a second. I just want to make sure I don't want to leave anybody off the list, because I didn't check today, actually. So I don't know if we have any new countries. And I like, okay, we good. Okay. Well, I didn't check this one, but we'll see that one too. But these people who I'm about to mention, give me one second. These people are extraordinary. These people don't know what I look like. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Doc. They don't know what I look like. They just come here and they listen. They download, they listen, and they show love. And I appreciate them so much for that love that they show. So we decided to dedicate a segment of the show to them. And this segment is called The Love Notes. And how did we come up with The Love Notes? Well, I used to call it live, and Doc used to call it show notes. And we used to bicker back and forth about it for a second until we came to the compromise to where, so now we call it love notes. I was never going to call it show notes. It sounded about it, love notes. It just rolls off the tongue. But anyway, we call it love notes now. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, there's a lot of cities, states, and countries on these papers. But what we've done was some miraculous progression. we decided that we were going to go green. So the papers are gone now. And to save my soul, we only do countries now because the list keeps getting longer and I can't do all of these cities and states. So we just do countries now. And so here we go. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all of the love. It's all love. Thank you. Thanks. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys. You guys are extraordinary. And thank you for the love that you guys give me. Thanks. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. I love you all. I do. Singapore, I see y'all too. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for all of the love, man. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi, babies. Thank you so much for the love. Man, this is extraordinary. I like to see this list. It just grows so much. It's so beautiful. Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. Hi, thanks and welcome. Welcome, welcome. And I appreciate you for being here. You guys are extraordinary. Thanks for all of the love. And don't ever let anybody tell you that I don't love you for loving on me the way y'all loving on me. I love you guys so much. Thank you, man. Thanks. Doc said, worldwide, first the fat boys break up, then we get flipped. We get flipping Fugees. And a possible Biebs got flipped, allegedly. Haley got flipped, not allegedly. Listen. It's a lot going on, Doc. It's a lot going on. But the Fat Boys did it for the first of Fat Boys broke up. You know what's crazy? I was trying to figure out how to redo those bars to include the Fat Boys and the Fugees. It's crazy. But yeah. What in the flipping Fugees? What in the flipping fucking Fugees? This is crazy. Top Flight, catch the vibes, friends. How many of us have them? I don't know about Lauren and Praz no more. Ones we can depend on. Petty Boots been saying that. He mad at Jay-Z and Beyonce. Petty Boots hates that song. Just they not like us. Listen, Petty Boots is in his whole feelings. Like right now, he in his feelings. And apparently, Beyonce and Jay-Z are not true fans, friends. Oh, and by the way, not only did he do the little rant and then perform his own little rendition of Me, Myself, and I, he also posted a picture of Solange right after the elevator incident. Like, it was like the close-up of her in the back of the car. After Petty Boots, you are in your feelings. Oh, little Caligula. You are in your whole feelings. Like, what? Oh, you feel this one. Yeah, you feel this one. Patty, Patty, Patty. Yeah, he feeling this one. He is not for this. How dare you go get Kendrick Lamar to perform not like us at the Super Bowl. Now everybody going to hear it, even though everybody already heard it. It's too late. Can't take it back. It's here. It's got a music video. He did a whole freaking concert already doing that song. You would just be, you should just be hope and pray. And then if it does happen in the way I'm saying it right now, that he does not do the song and that he had no intention of doing the song. I'm not saying that that's not what's going to happen. No, like that's what's going to happen. But you would hope and pray that he doesn't do the song. And he would be giving you grace if he did that. Something to think about. I'm just saying. Something to think about. Something to think about. If he does not perform that song, he's giving you grace. And if he gives you this grace, you should sit the fuck down. You should have several seats. If he gives you this grace. I don't think he will. Because he said he hates the way that you walk and the way that you talk and the way that you dress. So, I don't know. He also said when you look in the mirror, you see two bad bitches. When you sit next to Sexy Red, you see two bad bitches. I don't know that he's going to give you that grace, but you would just hope and pray for it. You could only hope. I'm just saying. What are we shaking our head for, Doc? I'm just saying. I'm being honest. He could only hope that he would give him that kind of grace. That's a lot. That's a lot after him just telling him he hate his gut. So him giving him that kind of grace, no, you know what? You don't want him to give you that kind of grace. I take that back. And I'm going to tell you why, Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula, you don't want him to give you that kind of grace. Because he already looked like a superhero already, right now, in this moment. Yeah. So if he gives you that grace, that takes it a step higher. Oh, and then he gave him grace. Like, oh, you don't want him to give you grace. That make you look even worse. Now, I know grace is pity or deserved. K-Dot did what needed to be done. Doc, you are correct. But listen, he did already the thing that needed to be done. But now he going to the Super Bowl. He did that before he got the Super Bowl offer. You know what I'm saying? So really the ball is in his hand, and if he give Petty Boots grace, that puts K-Dot on a higher level of what people already looking at him like, he do that make him look like his next place after he leave this place is definitely up there with the Most High. Let's just say that. If he gives him grace. I don't think he will, though. Watch the party die was a song to me, not me, really. I'm just saying. So that's why I said. And then just look, he reflected on what he had did after he had done it. He might give him grace. But I don't think that Drake needs that. That's not the thing that Drake needs. Because then that makes us look at Kendrick. We would put Kendrick on a higher pedestal than we already have put him on already. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that's what Drake really wants. Drake probably does want him to perform that song. You want him to perform that song, Drake. I'm not saying that this is actually what you want. I'm telling you, I'm suggesting this should be a want or a need for you, for him to perform that song. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what else to say after that. Listen, you should want him to perform that song. That's all I'm saying. He said, beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. That is grace. So if he doesn't do the song, that puts him at the gates of heaven. Because that's grace. That takes a big portion of. I just told you, I hate the way that you walk. I hate the way that you talk. And I hate the way that you dress. So for me not to do that song at the Super Bowl, he going to heaven. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I try not to lie to y'all. If he does not do that song at the Super Bowl, Kendrick is walking through those pearly gates. Easy. He got. Kendrick, you want him to do that song. You want him to do that song. Doc said, wait, Doc said, hit that like button. I'm just saying. Hit that like button. You want him to do that song. Sheesh. I'm just saying. That's staying your lane type shit. Thank you, because I'm getting to that. I'm getting ready to roll up into all of that. Yeah. You should have just left it alone. That's all I'm saying. You should have just left the shit alone. Everything that I say applies to the situation. First of all, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Except for a meeting in my days where I tell everybody's business because I'm pretty good at it and I'm nosy as hell. And I want y'all to be nosy with me. Come be nosy with me. So that's that. Tap in. I've been trying not to tell people's business. Sometimes it slips out. It's accidental. It's totally not on purpose. I promise you. And then we do the final exam right after that in the same show. And it's fine. And my bitches is free right now. I got four. I need all five. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. But we'll see. The wiretap, I'm definitely telling you, if you got a court case, I'm definitely going to tell your business. And we got a court case we're going to move on to next because he keeps me busy. So you got a court case and you're depraved, you're heinous, you're despicable, you're vile, you're disgusting, you're sinister. I don't know if I said heinous already. Whatever. If you are any of those things, I'm reading your court case. Just know I am. If I can pull it, I'm going to read it. Wet wire, I don't tell people's business. More so my business, but I don't care. So I'll tell it anyway. But then that mind your business. It's the best way to live your life. I'm trying to tell you, it's safe. It is safe. Oh my gosh, Doc, now I got to come up with a new year. Hold on. I'm going to tell you, let me get to this next point. And then while I'm finishing up, by the time I finish all of this, I have the year. Because I can't even remember what I said the year was. It was so long ago and so much has happened. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Like, tell them. They need to know that. Hold on, let me put this on the screen real quick. They need to know that. Tell them they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. It is your job as a parent to make sure that you provide all of those things, the love, the kindness, the encouragement, the caringness, the everything. That is your job. You're the parent. Do your job, idiot. If you're not doing your job and I got to tell you, do your job, you're a fucking idiot. But, do that. Tell them. If they want to work for NASA, tell them be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there. NASA, I don't know. Space. Get yourself a telescope. And not the cheap kind that you look through your neighbor's window with. Get a good one. Trust me, you will thank me later. And just watch out for the asteroids that are the size of stadiums. They might look big in the telescope. But, yeah, do that. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, engineer, commentator, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. All I do know is they got a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was everything in the NASCAR world. And in my world, the muscle car still rules. I posted a few pictures of the day. And I can't wait to see another one in person. I love muscle cars. Oh, I just love muscle cars. Anyway, the point is, whatever it is that they want to do, tell them to be the best at it. That's just encourage them. Tell them they're the GOAT. They need that. They need that. Doc, we're going to go with 20. 2006. We're gonna go with 2006. That's, I don't know. 2006. All right. Here comes your fair warning. I give this warning with nothing but love in my spirit. Yeah, okay, good. We locked in for 2006. I was trying to get it out of there. But I bring you this fair warning with love because I feel like if you know, then we won't have to go through all of the shenanigans and bullshit that people make me go through that I don't need to go through. I'm a Libra. I like balance. I like peace and harmony. Let it stay there. Please stay in your lane. This is your fair warning. Please stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Let me stay over here. You stay over there. Okay? Because you jump in my lane, you're going to get this. You're going to get her, and you don't want her. She is not nice. She is a whole bitch even. Leave her the fuck alone. Let her stay over there in the pride, eating her gazelle, taking care of her cub, her homegirl Harleys. They not bothering nobody. Do not break the glass and do not push the fucking button and just stay in your lane. Because everything else is not my fault at that point. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Or her. Because, man, hey, you big perp bitches. And then on top of that, when Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy, happy girl. So just stay in your lane. That's it. It's that simple. Just stay in your fucking lane. Again, hey, you big perp bitches. Stay in your lane. Because what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We do not need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. Simple as that. It's not rocket science. It's not. Which segues to my next point. And I just said this early. I'm going to say it again, though. Because Drake should have took heed and paid attention to his homie, J. Cole. Because J. Cole listened to me. And look where he at right now. He not in his position. I tell you that much. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you just got to be like, you know what? I don't belong here. You got this. You won. You fucking won. Have it. Have it. But now, Petty Boots, you want to go do whatever you want to do, and now look at you. Not like us is not going anywhere. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Because you just should. And Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there was a war. I'm sorry. What's going on? I gotta stop. I mean, I can't help it. I gotta get up at 6 anyway. But Mobb Deep told y'all that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done suck. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook. Because ain't no such thing as halfway crooked. Mama say, mama sama, makusa. That's not a part of the song. I say that to stop me from doing the whole damn song. Because I will. Love that damn song. But they told you. And I don't know if y'all was listening, but you should listen now. Just listen. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Man, every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. They was worried about the war. We are worried about the war. You worry about the war too. How about that? And last but not least, be you. Live for you. Be happy with you. You can't be happy with nobody. Nobody else is going to make you happy. You got to make you happy. You can add to other people's happiness. They can add to yours, but y'all can't make each other happy. Just add. Bring a little sunshine to their life. Okay? You come in this world by yourself, even if you're a twin. You're going to leave by yourself. So, worry about you, boo. And you get, like, listen, people going to be mad at one thing. They're going to say, oh, well, you do this wrong, you do this wrong. You're going to fix it. And then they're going to find something else to pick on. So just fuck them and just worry about yourself. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Worry about yourself. Worry about making you happy. Live for you. If you got children, live for them too, but live for you. Make sure you happy, because you can't make them, you can't serve them happiness unless you're happy. You find your happiness. Very important. And I don't think a lot of parents got that back in the day, but I'm on it. I'm on it. Worry about you. Make sure you're good. Lizzo, listen, I think, I don't know. Been some changes. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, there's a lot going on. Yes. Yeah, Doc, I had to pull that one out my ass because I didn't know what year to say. I was really over here stressing out, like, oh, what year? What year? What year should we say? I don't know. So, that wasn't a well. A well thought out decision. I'm probably gonna regret it later, but it's okay. Okay. I usually do regret most of them. Anyway. I'm gonna try to be ready. I'm gonna be as ready as I could be. Some of them bitches might be going back to jail though. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, it's time for me. I've been tripping all day. It might be because I'm tired. I don't know. But anyway, it's time for me to get up out of here. I adore you guys. I love you guys. Please be safe. Stay out of trouble. Be happy with you, boo. Don't let nobody out. Don't let nobody tell you how to be, how to live your life. Just be happy with who you are, and that's it. I got to get up out of here. I got to get ready for school tomorrow. My daughter has school in the morning. I love you guys. Bye. I got to go. Bye. Oh, my God.